理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 2 Violet took one last look over the misty peak and then reached down to put on one of the heavy coats she had taken from the caravan. Take one of these coats, she said to her brother. It's cold out here, and it's likely to get even colder. The headquarters are supposed to be very high up in the mountains. By the time we get there, we'll probably be wearing every stitch of this clothing. But how are we going to get there? Klaus said. We're nowhere near the Valley of Four Drafts, and the caravan is destroyed. Let's take a moment to see what we have, Violet said. I might be able to construct something from the items we managed to take. I hope so, Klaus said. Sunny is getting farther and farther away. We'll never catch up with her without some sort of vehicle. Klaus spread out the items from the caravan and put on one of the coats, while Violet picked through her pile. But instantly the two Baudelaires saw that a vehicle was not in the realm of possibility, a phrase which here means could not be made from a few small objects and some articles of clothing previously belonging to carnival employees. Violet tied her hair up in a ribbon again and frowned down on the few items they had managed to save. In Klaus's pile there was the pitcher, still sticky from the substance he had used to slow down the caravan wheels, as well as Colette's hand mirror, a wool poncho, and a sweatshirt which read, Caligari Carnival. In Violet's pile was the large bread knife, the ukulele, and one more coat. Even Klaus, who was not as mechanically minded as his sister, knew that the materials gathered on the ground were not enough to make something that could take the two children through the Mortmain Mountains. "I suppose I could make a spark by rubbing two rocks together," Violet said, looking around the misty countryside for additional inventing materials. "Or we could play the ukulele and bang on the pitcher. A loud noise might attract some help." "But who would hear it?" Klaus said, gazing at the gloomy mist. "We didn't see a sign of anyone else when we were in the caravan. The way through the Mortmain Mountains is like a poem I read once about the road less travelled." "Did the poem have a happy ending?" Violet asked. "It was neither happy nor unhappy," Klaus said. "It was ambiguous. Well, let's gather up these materials and take them with us." "Take them with us?" Violet said. "We don't know where to go, and we don't know how to get there." "Sure we do," Klaus said. "The stricken stream starts at a source high in the mountains and winds its way down through the Valley of Four Drafts, where the headquarters are. It's probably not the quickest or easiest way to get there, but if we follow the stream up the mountains, it will take us where we want to go." "But that could take days," Violet said. "We don't have a map, or any food or water for the journey, or tents, or sleeping bags, or any other camping equipment." "We can use all this clothing as blankets," Klaus said, "and we can sleep in any shelter we find. There are quite a few caves on the map that animals use for hibernation.